bracha that we're up to tonight is the second to last bracha in Shmona Esrei, the 18th bracha. And al pi halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this halacha is comparable only to avos. Based upon the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an idea that just like in avos, if a person doesn't have kavana during the brachos, you're not yotze if you don't have kavana during the brachos. So too, if a person in the bracha of avos, so too, if a person doesn't have kavana, perish hamilos, in modim, l'chachila, you're not yotze, and ideally you should repeat, right? That's what we say, ideally you should repeat. But l'maisa, most poskim say that l'halacha, it's not what we do. L'halacha and modim, if you don't have kavana, you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. But we know in other ways, modim is also unique. One, that there's a modim derabanan. You know, the only other bracha that you have a public response of something is in the bracha of Kiddusha, Hakel HaKadosh. Here in modim, we have a public response. We have a modim derabanan. And the last thing also that makes modim unique is we know that this is the only second bracha where you have bowing. You have bowing. That in the first bracha and only modim. The only two brachos that you have this. So we see that modim is a very, very unique bracha for a variety of reasons. And why is that? Why is modim, in fact, so important? So we know that the theme of the bracha of modim is actually, according to the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Bo, the famous Ramban, is the yesod of the entire system of Avodas Hashem. All of our service of Hashem is predicated on what? Is based on what, according to the Ramban? Hakara Satov. That Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, the first of the Dibros, I am the Hashem, your God. Doesn't say that created heaven and earth. It says, took you out of Egypt. And why is that? Because that is what created the obligation to serve Hashem. This notion of what? That Hashem did the chesed, taking us out of Mitzrayim. Okay? So that's the one yisod of the Ramban. We know that next week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, we know the famous medrash in the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis, Bishvil Reishis. That's why God created the world, Bishvil Reishis. So normally, Bishvil Reishis, we say, is either the Torah, or it's the Jewish people, Reishis, but some say, there's one of the Midrashim, and Reish Rabbah says, you know what Reishis is? Reishis is Bikurim. Reishis Pri Adama. Right? The Reish is the first fruits of your land. So the world was created on behalf of Bikurim? Does that make sense? That the world was created for Bikurim? That makes sense to you, Howard?
Why could it be? Man has to till the earth and work on it to get the Bikurim. It doesn't come by itself.
Right. No, that's true. So absolutely.
Created.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
He could do that to bring the Bikurim.
But right. So that's true, that there had to be a land so they could grow the word. But as Eitan's saying also, the idea is, because what are Bikurim? Bikurim is a demonstration of Hakaras HaTov in the deepest way. When someone works the land and works hard and breaks his back, right, with the sweat of his brow, he's been eating, and he works and works, and then those first fruits that he's so excited by, what does he have to do with those fruits? He has to take them and bring them up to Yerushalayim. That's it, right? So that is one of the greatest forms of Hakaras HaTov, of recognizing that really it's all from Hashem. Even though you put in such labor, even though you worked so hard, to really be'emes recognize that it's all from the Ribono Shel Olam. So we see Bishvil Bikurim Shenikru Reishis, that the world was created for this idea of Hakaras HaTov, this idea of recognizing that it's all from the Ribono Shel Olam, right? That's the uniqueness of this bracha. In terms of the avoda of modim, so we spoke about that a little bit last week, if you remember, in the drasha, the idea that why don't we have enough Hakaras HaTov? Rabbi Mansur in his Sefer in Shmona Esrei discusses this very beautifully. He quotes from the Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda, right, who was like a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon, the Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda, who has a whole section where he talks about how important it is to work on Hakaras HaTov, and he gives examples. He says his snuff box falls to the floor, right, and he bends down, the snuff box didn't break. He says, thank you, Hashem, so much my snuff box didn't break. I guess for us, if your phone falls to the floor, and then you pick it up, you look at it, and wow, my phone's not broken. Do you say thank you? Do you say thank you to the Ribono Shel Olam that my phone isn't broken? It sounds silly, no? But is it so silly? He has another one where he says that when he goes into a store and he has money to buy food, he's online waiting to pay for his food, he gives a tefillah, thank you to Hashem that I have money to buy food. And he writes, because he knows great tzaddikim that pashut don't have money for basic necessities. Right? So when we go into a store, you know, we buy clothes for Yontif, we buy food for Shabbos, go tomorrow morning, buy challah. You go into buy challah, you say, L'shem mitzvahs kovet Shabbos kodesh, L'shem oneg Shabbos, right? You're buying it. But also, when you say L'shem oneg Shabbos, L'shem kovet Shabbos, do you also say what? Thank you, Ribbono Shlom, thank you, Eibishter, for giving me money to be able to buy food. Thank you. Thank you that I have this. Right? And there's so many other examples that he talks about. He talks about, you know, in Eastern Europe in the winter, it wasn't Pashut. Every time he'd be putting on his coat to go outside, he would say, thank you, Hashem, that I have a warm coat. I know there are people that go outside that now, but they don't have warm coats. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me a warm coat. And when you think, when he demonstrates it, when you take a step back and you think about it, you really begin to appreciate what it is to be able to express appreciation to Hashem, right? You really start to learn what Hakaras HaTov is and how deep Hakaras HaTov is, how much we're expected for Hakaras HaTov. And part of the reason why it's something that is so strange to us is why? Because, why? We said last week, we take it for granted. We assume things are just going to happen, right? We assume that this is the way that things are going to work. That's obviously not true. Obviously that things don't work this way. Obviously, what? Oh, I thought you wanted to say something. You know, we can't take anything for granted. We shouldn't make any assumptions. And that's what the Yisod V'Shor HaShavoda. Just like, I got to be honest, even though I have this case, every time my phone falls to the floor, I don't assume the phone is not going to break. You know, unfortunately, you know, Be'enai Ra'isi, many times the phone falls to the floor, and guess what? That's it. It's gone. But, you know, we can't take things for granted. And just because something was doesn't mean that it will be. Doesn't mean that it will be. And that's one of the things when we talk about giving hodah to the Ribbono Shel, when we talk about saying this bracha over and over, it's so important to recognize how fundamental it really is in our relationship with Hashem. The Balat Turim brings down on the Pasuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimach, a famous idea that by saying modim properly, it's as if you said all 100 brachos. We know you're obligated. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Mach. The Gemara Menachos says, May Hashem Elokecha Shalom Mach. Hashem asks you to say 100 brachos a day, right? And he says, if you say modim with kavana, it's as if you said all 100 brachos. Where do we get it from? What's the gematria of modim? The gematria of modim, mem is 42, two mems, so 40 times 2 is 80. 6, 4, and 10. That's 100. So the word modim is actually 100. So that's a hint. The Balat Turim says that if you say modim b'kavana, it's mea brachos. It's as if you said all your 100 brachos a day. That's an easy way out. No, Howard?
Who decides that what kavana level? The kavana level.
I know, you're right. Inachinami. You know, we've mentioned this many times before, that every time you say modim, try and think of one thing different. Before you say modim, try and think of one thing different that you haven't thought recently about, whether it's something that happened to you that day. You know, you say three times a day. I'm sure there are more than three things that happen a day that you can be thankful for. You know, I'm sure there are more than three things a day that we could be makir tov, that they have. So that's one aspect of not expecting things. The other thing is that modim itself means to give thanks, but hoda also can mean what? Moda b'mikta sataina means to admit. To admit to something. Right? To confess to something. What are we admitting to? Sometimes it's hard to give gratitude because it means we admit that what?
We need help.
Right, that we need help, that we're not perfect, that they're all, correct. That's what moda means. That's what it means very often. So the idea of modim also is that, you know what, God, I'm admitting that I need you. I'm admitting that I can't do this. And that's hard for people sometimes to admit that. To admit that they're not all perfect. To admit that, you know, they need help. No? You hear the taina? So that's the second thing. That's the second yisod, why sometimes giving hodah is a little bit difficult. Well, giving hodah is a little bit difficult. It's brought in the Pri Eitz Chaim, the idea that when you bend down in modim, what you're actually doing is you're bringing the shefa from Hashem to you. That's why you see some people, when they bend modim, they stay bent over a pretty long time. Because that act of submissiveness is what brings the greater bracha.
The Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't bend down too low.
Right, not necessarily too low, but they stay bent over.
But there are some people who bend over almost in half.
Right, no, you don't have to bend over in half, right? But the idea is that many say that you stay down. You stay down when once you're there. So that's the idea.
But I thought when you say Hashem's name, you're supposed to come up with Hashem's name. You shouldn't be down at Hashem's name.
No, so they say, Modim Anachnu Lach, and they stay down. You can think of what it is that you want to be Makir Tov to Hashem for at that point, right? And
it's such a harder mode, I think, in nowadays, right? It's like we're so, society in general is so advanced, everything is so much easier in certain senses than it was 200 years ago, you know, when people struggle, you know, on a daily basis. It's like...
For sure. You know, absolutely.
Medicine, I mean, and, you know, everything is so advanced, you know, that you take things for granted in 2000.
I think Eitan's making a very, very important point. And this is one of the ideas of Tzadik Be'emuna So Yichya, that the challenge at the end of days is a challenge of Emuna. Part of the challenge of Emuna is what? Is knowing that it's really Hashem and not us. That it's really Hashem. Ki ani Hashem Rofecha. Hashem is the healer, not the doctor. We have to go to the doctor. There's a shtablis that we have to put in. We have to go to work. There's a shtablis, but we have to know at the same time that really, ultimately, it's all from Hashem. And that's what we know going into the Yom Noran. In the month's time, this is when our year is decided. This is when the gzeiros come down. This is when there's the chasima, you know. This is when things are sealed for us. But you're right. I think that's a very, very valid point. That we're very disconnected from feelings of helplessness. We feel pretty confident. Again, I think that's also because of where we find ourselves in life. You know, in Western society, when so many needs are taken care of, where, you know, there are parts of the world where things are certainly not as pashut as the lives that we have it today, but certainly where we find ourselves, absolutely, I think that's a very important point. I think that's a very valid point. And what's interesting is that fits with a pshat from the Rebbe of the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben, I forgot his name, so I'm quoted as a Rebbe of the Ramban, that the reason why we have modim right after bracha of Ritzei, because remember we learned, what's Ritzei about? Ritzei is really about asking Hashem for return of the avod and the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Ritzei is really about, right? The Master Shunasa Letziyav Sechazen Einenu, and we say modim after, because even though we're in Golas and things are so tough, we're still modim to Hashem. We still give thanks to Hashem that we're here and we're able to keep hoping for Mashiach, you know. As Eitan said, in Golas today, not, you know, what's there in Golas? What's so hard in Golas, you know? But that in of itself, that we know we're in Golas, maybe we have to give thanks to Hashem that we remember that we're in Golas and that we still are Metzapil Yeshua. But Modim Anachnu Lach, so we say right away that Sha'atohu Hashem Elokeinu V'lokeinu V'lokeinu Lombaet. So right away we say Modim Anachnu Lach. There's a word from Maharal that they say in the Maharal that when a person gives his hodah to Hashem right away, modim, I give thanks to you, anachnu lach. What does anachnu lach mean? That we are to you. That when we bow and give thanks to Hashem, what do we have to recognize? We have to recognize that ultimately, anachnu lach. Anachnu lach means Hashem, we are yours. We are yours. Anachnu lach. We are to you. The very act of admitting to Hashem, and as we see that everything, what do we say? Our lives are in your hands, our neshamos, miracles that you do for us every day, evening, morning, afternoon, your kindness never ends. Modim anachnu lach. that this obviously is a play on the words, that we give thanks and we are yours. We are yours. We recognize that. But modem anachnu lach here also means sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu. We are giving thanks to you, Hashem. Also, we say sha'ata, that you, who, he, meaning that ata is a way of speaking to someone as if they're directly in front of you, right? They're revealed in front of you. Ata, you. Who is referring to someone that you don't see, right? Him, over there, he. So some point out that the ata and who, ata is an aspect of the revealed relationship with Hashem, and who is the hidden relationship with Hashem, when we don't see things as clearly. Then both of these scenarios, modem anachnu lach, sha'ata, who? Times that ata we can see you, we can perceive your presence in our life and we feel it, we give thanks. And even who, even when we don't perceive you, we understand that you're there and we're modem. And we say Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu. That's a big thing to give hodah for. What are we giving hodah for? We're giving hodah that we're Jews. We're giving hodah that we're zochet to have Torah and mitzvahs. We're giving thanks to Hashem that we're part of the Am HaNivchar. It's something that I used to discuss with a friend of mine quite often. When we were in yeshiva in Gush, in Yeshiva Haratzion, late Thursday night debates, you know, he'd say, I don't understand, Chaim. If we were born Hindu, if we were born in Middle India, like, would we be expected to find our mitzvahs? Like, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is going to fault those people born that way and that's all they know? And that, so we're not going to get into those debates, but you know what I say? Baruch Hashem, I was born a Jew. Baruch Hashem, I was born into a family of Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, I was Zocha to find Torah, to connect to Torah. And this is one of the biggest things to say modem for. Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu. That you are our God. Baruch Hashem, that you look out for us, that you're the Kol Yachol, you're the power that controls everything, and you're ours. We say Velokei Avoseinu. When we say Elokei Avoseinu, what are we giving Hodah for? We're giving thanks for our spiritual roots. We're giving thanks that we are the children of Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov, Rachel and Leah. We're giving thanks that our spiritual ancestors were Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, even if you're not a Kohen, Yosef HaTzadik, David HaMelech, right? Elokei Avoseinu. Elokei Avoseinu. That we have to recognize that this is something to be modeh for also. We have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks where we come from. And in this way, it's in some ways parallel, like in to Avos, because in the first bracha Avos is the Shevach, is the praise to Hashem vis-a-vis that relationship. But here is where we give thanks for it. So they really mirror each other in some ways. Elokei Avoseinu la'olam v'ed. What is la'olam v'ed for? Is a very powerful idea. La'olam v'ed means that I know, I'm giving thanks that I know this is an eternal relationship. That Hashem, you will never reject us. That you'll always care about us. That you'll always be concerned about us. Right? That's obviously a big idea. Because we know there are other religions in the world who claim that, yeah, the Jews were God's people until they killed Jesus, until they rejected Muhammad, until, right, they didn't listen to the glowing books of Mormon, whatever it is, right, that when we say here, la'olam v'ed, we have to give hodah for the fact that we know we're in a committed relationship with Hashem. How fortunate we are to have such a relationship, and how fortunate we are to have that commitment from Hashem, long-term commitment to being connected to Hashem. And then we'd say, Tzur Chayenu Magen Yishenu Atahu Lidar Vador. Tzur Chayenu means, Tzur, what's Tzur? Tzur is a rock. When else do we talk about Hashem as a Tzur? We talk about God as a rock at a funeral. on the day that you say tachanun after burial, there's something that you say hatsur ta'amim paloki chalde rachav mishpat elamunave inadal tzadik yasharu, a whole paragraph of accepting Hashem's judgment. And that's where we refer to Hashem as tzur, as ra. And so too over here we refer to Hashem as tzur in what context? When things aren't going so well. That we recognize that even when life is going to get tough, Hashem, you are Tzur Chayenu, you are the rock of my life. You are the one who keeps me steady, right? That pasuk's from Hazinu, yeah? At Tzur Tamim Polo? Yeah, that's from Hazinu. It's from Hazinu. And that's the idea of Hashem as Tzur. Magen Yeshenu. Magen Yeshenu, that Hashem, you are the shield that provides salvation. Tzur Chayenu means going through the tough times. You're my rock, Hashem, in my life. And Magen Yeshenu, and there's so many times that you have saved me as my shield from the tough times. That I didn't even get to tough times. The times that Tzur Chayenu, you have to be my rock. And I know you're my rock, and I know you're there. L'olam Vod, you don't leave me, I'm not going to leave you. Right? That's the relationship. But also, Magen Yeshenu, that Hashem, you're that shield that provides salvation. Atahu Lador Vador.
And we don't even know how often he does it.
Correct.
He does it. The Goyim know better than we do.
Right, correct. Absolutely.
You said that.
Absolutely. They know better than we do. Yeah, the idea of a shield. Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain. Right, absolutely. The different level of closeness to Hashem, the different ways that Hashem is always there for us. And we say, Magen Yeshenu Atahu Lidor Vador. You are the one from generation to generation. So if you've ever noticed that nowhere explicitly in davening do we daven for our children. And when I asked Rav Pinchas Friedman, the great, right? In Berchas HaTorah, we daven for them that they should just enjoy Torah. That's interesting, right? But nowhere else. Nowhere in Shmona Esrei, nowhere else in any of the brachos. In Uvalot Zion, we do a little bit, but where in Shmona Esrei? Nowhere else in Shmona Esrei do we daven for kids. Do we, where? Oh, right, in the Addons. Right, in the Addons. But in the text that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah gave us, nowhere else do we really do we say that. So when I asked for Pinchas Friedman, where in davening, where in Shmona Esrei should be mechaven for your children, he said, right here. Atahu Lador Vador. That Hashem, you should be the one for us. Lador Vador, generation to generation. And here you should think about your children. That you want your children to know Hashem. That you want your children to have a relationship with Hashem. That your children should have Hashem as Tzur Chayehem Magen Yishehem. Right? That Hashem should be the rock for them in their lives. Hashem should be the shield for them and save them in their lives. Okay? So this is just the beginning. This is going to be Modim part one. This thank you part one. Because Rabbi Bodenheim is going to give shir soon, I think. But just again, to remember this idea from the Yisod B'Shor Shavoda, how important it is to say thank you throughout, day in and day out. And yeah, we have brachos in the morning for everything, for sight, for clothing, for standing up. But unfortunately, sometimes tefillah becomes rote. You know, we just spill through the morning brachos. Sometimes we have to take that step back. And I think this idea of the Yisod B'Shor Shavod is a fascinating exercise. Modim is three times a day, and it was, we said that many Mepharshim bring down the idea, we've mentioned it before, of having something different in your mind each time you say Modim. Something that happened up until that point in your day to say thank you for, which is hard if you do Mincha Maariv back to back. That is hard if you have Mincha Maariv back to back. But also, just the Yisod B'Shor Shavod is throughout your day. Right? The whole idea of 100 brachos a day is what? That throughout our day we should be connecting to Hashem and thanking Hashem and recognizing everything He's doing for us. So we mentioned the Yisod Avoda, Shor Shavoda, throughout the day he'd be in a store buying food, he'd be online saying, thank you Hashem that I have money to buy food. He'd be putting on his coat in the winter saying, thank you Hashem for giving me a warm coat. So these are things that there are never too many exercises in Hakaras HaTov. There's no such thing as too many exercises in Hakaras HaTov. Especially going into Yom Ne'erah, and I'll repeat what I say every year. Just like you should have an index card of the people you want to daven for, of the things you want to daven for to add into your Shmona Esreis, so too on that index card you should have a list of things you want to say thank you to Hashem for. And take time to really think about these. Take time to really think, what do I want to thank Hashem for this year? What happened this year? Special. We're going to thank Him for health. Oh, we thank Him for everything. Well, of course. And you should say those things and mean it. But specifically this year, what are the things that we want to be Makir Tov for as well? Okay? So this is just the beginning of the Avodah of Hakaras HaTov, and Bez Hashem will be able to continue Modim next week as well.